Okay, so first of all, thank you everybody for coming and learning tonight. Special evening of Rosh Chodesh Adar, and tonight shir on Dan Lakav Zechus, judging each other favorably. This should be Zechus for Refuah Shlema for our good friend Ari Eitan Ben Malka Tziona, and maybe at the end after the shir we'd like to we'll say Tehillim and Mikamisha Berach. Mirat Hashem, our good friend is beginning treatment tomorrow, so it should be an ace rotzon, and everything should go well. It should be granted a refuah shleima besoch shar chol Yisrael. What I'd like to learn tonight, if you can see, I shared the screen, is taken from a sefer Sichos Hischazkus, discussions, shmuzin about being mechazik, of giving encouragement and strengthening us. There are 13 shiurim. They were written up in this, written given by Reb Tzvi Meyer, a very big tzaddik who lives in Yerushalayim. And I'd like to go through it. I'm not going to go through all of it, but we'll do pieces from it and hopefully have something tangible to take with us. So I'm going to scroll down a little bit. At the beginning, he writes like this. Zachinu hisaseif b'siyam hayom hakodesh rosh chodesh adar. So we're zoiche to be together. Here we're on Zoom, but the shmooze really said in Beis Medrash on the amazing day of Rosh Chodesh Adar. Zmanchu bebechinas psach lanishar be'es ne'ilas sha'ar. Quoting from the davening that we say on Yom Kippur, open for us now a sha'ar, a gate, at the time when the other gates are closing. What does that mean? Rosh Chodesh Adar hu Rosh Chodesh ha'achron shel hashana. That tonight is the last Rosh Chodesh of the entire year. Rosh Chodesh Zeh Kol El Besochu Kol Es Kol HaOros HaKedoshes HaSegulos VaHaushpos UMatanusho Kol Yemei HaRosh Chodesh MiRosh Chodesh Nisan HaKodem Ad Siyam HaShana. So we can imagine what a year it's been. And every single Rosh Chodesh from the last 12 months is contained within this last. The final line on the star is called the Shita Achrona. It summarizes the key points. Everything is included on that last line. So to the last final Rosh Chodesh of the year today is incorporates all of them in it. So now on the left-hand side it says, Biyom Hazeh Nishba Kol HaShefa Shel Yemei HaPurim HaKadoshim V'chol Mitzvos HaKalulim Bahem V'chol HaOlamos Miskonanim limam hakroshim halal mechias amalek shel hayom ma'elu. So in this day that of Rosh Chodesh Adar, the whole month is contained within it. So Purim is also contained right now in this time of Rosh Chodesh, and all the mitzvos of the mechias amalek, as we'll talk about, it being the mitzvos which are designed to create simcha and reus and friendship and achdus and avas Yisrael. All those kochos are here with us now at this special time. And a little bit, scroll down a little bit more. See if we can keep going. One second, can we see if I do this? Okay. On the right hand side where it says Hakloisenbergerov, Zuhusu Yogin Alenu. Vechain Hay Omer Harav Shon Shwadran Zuhusgenu, Vashim Echam Egedolim, Kishinoifo Bedasa Medaber Eze Inyan. When a person's speaking and something pops into their mind, Shakodesh Borchu Heyerlo, Yoim Adolverzeh. You should say what you're thinking. If you're in the middle of giving a drasha and a story comes to mind, so then you should share stories. Even if it doesn't really have anything to do with what you're talking about. So when things come up, and you give a shir, you give a drush, and things pop into your mind. So the Kloisenberg Rebbe, the Shon Shodron, says, if it's coming into your mind, you know, you have to filter, but there's obviously something that's connected to the Inyan, even if you don't necessarily understand what it is. So we're going to share a lot of stories tonight. Part of these stories I took from this amazing Sefer, The Other Side of the Story, by Yehudis Samet. It's a wonderful, wonderful book. Gives practical eitzes for being Dan Lakav Zechus. Some very good stories are in there as well. And any story that pops to mind, I'm just going to share. Okay, so it says like this. Now, on the bottom corner. Dibanu kama pamim she'echad hanukunos frat bimei apurim hu hanukuda grusha shel inyone bein adam lechavero. One of the main things we work on in Avodas Hashem is between our interpersonal relationships. Hashem is where If that's what we're talking about right now, this whole chabura tonight is designed to work on bein adam lechaveru, to judge each other favorably. So it has a special aspect of how special it is, this idea. Esav, the nechto Amalek, his grandson Amalek, v'tzetz Amhaman, and they're descendant of Haman, heim b'chinas hapirud. All that Amalek represents is scattering, is separating, is making separations, is making divisions, is making machlokes. You live by your sword that divides people. Stam milchama, milchama samalek. Haman kol koichahu ligrom b'chinas mefuzar furad. His whole koach is to make us scattered and separate people, to split apart the Klal Yisrael. Leiched yado b'lishna b'ishna. Kehaman. The Gemara says in Megillah, there's no one who knew how to speak, Lishna Bish means Lashon Hara. There's no one who knew how to speak better Lashon Hara, more effective, more powerful Lashon Hara. And what was Haman's Lashon Hara? He said that the living in your kingdom, Achashverosh, is a nation that's separate, that they're separate from themselves, from each other, that they're not connected for that. So he brings like this, Ha'etze Kenegdo. So what's the advice? What's the tactic that one uses against this Lashon Hara of Haman, that they're all separated? Mevoramah. Shlomo Alkabetz, Me'alshich, Rabbeinu Bechaya, Hayitav Lev, Hayismach Moshe, told us, V'od Harbet Tzadikim, Zuchzim, all of them say the same thing, Hu Inyan Shel Avas Yisrael. That the way that we defeat Haman, the way that we defeat Amalek, is through increasing our Avas Yisrael. But the beginning is, Lech Knosis Kol Yudim, go gather all the Jews together. Together. If you ever thought about the way we call a shul, it's called a Beis HaKnesses. A place of gathering, but it's a place where we come together. It's a place where achdus, halavai, we should have achdus in our shuls. That's lech knos kol yudim, gather them together, bring them together, make an achdus. That's the koach to defeat Amalek. Kol mitzvos hayom oskim bezeh. The mitzvos that we do on Purim are all about this yisod. And we'll talk perhaps another time about how that's going to be slightly different this year due to the COVID restrictions. But the whole void, the essence of these mitzvos of the day are in fact that, the idea of achdus, of bringing us together. I'm giving mishloch monos, marbe reyus, I'm having a seuda together. All of the inyanim are connected to this theme of defeating Amalek, and the way we defeat Amalek is through Avas Yisrael. He continues and says, mishloch monos, ish l'rehu, seuda sayom, nasis, mishpocha, mishpocha, la'asif ha'yachad, everyone gets together, b'yedidus, lakaras, b'chinas, ha'mafuz ha'mafurad, to erase that attribute of pirud, of separation, that Haman and Amalek tries to implant within us. Scroll down a little bit more. Bechol Shana, every year, Hashkadosh Baruch Hu mashpil lechol Yehudi esakoch l'romim, to bring oneself up, lalos, to bring oneself higher, as avodas bein adam lechaveru shlo bechinas hikdim shkalehem lishkolov, that our shekel comes before Haman's shekel. Why are we going to read this week is Parsha Shkalim? Why are we going to read that? It's before Purim, because Haman gave his shekel to devaluate the Klal Yisrael, and we give our shekel before his, like we call it preemptive strike, like the IDF, when we strike the enemies while their planes are still on the ground. We win the war because we do a preemptive strike. We win the war against our enemies, against the Amalek, is by doing a preemptive strike of bringing our shekel before he gives his shekel. So what's our shekel? This is a big Shabbos, Parsha Shkalim. What's our avoda? Se echad habechinos shamaxis hashekel hu shehudi yargi shehu chatzi mechavero chatzi miklal Yisrael. K'moshe isim erupshut zorav va'oid tzadikim zechus meinu. That we feel like I'm only a half, and when I'm feeling like a half, that means I'm just simply not complete without connecting to somebody else, without connecting to Klal Yisrael. Machzis hashekel. Means that idea of realizing that we can't do this by ourselves. I need my fellow Jews. As we say in the bracha, Borei Nefashos Rabos VeChesronam, we're thanking Hashem the fact that we are created chaser. Why? What's the good? Don't make me chaser, Hashem. Why am I saying thank you for being chaser? Because you know why? When I'm chaser, it means I need to rely on somebody else. The mashal the Chafetz Chaim gives is that the baker, well, he doesn't have what the tailor has, so he needs the tailor. And the tailor, well, the tailor doesn't have what the lawyer has, so he needs the lawyer. And the lawyer doesn't have what the malamed has, so he needs him. The malamed doesn't have what the occupational therapist has, so he needs the occupational therapist. And everybody needs somebody else. Society is created in such a way that we're all interdependent, we're all intertwined, we all need each other. So we say, thank you, Hashem. That's the idea. You have to realize that we can't do this on our own. That's part of the vort. you don't, we said if a thought pops into your mind, you should share it. So Zavordi, look at the letters of Machzis. So it's Mem Ches Tzadi Yud Tov. So in the middle is the Tzadi. We'll call it the Tzadik. The Tzadik is in the middle. Those who are close to the Tzadi, the close to the Tzadik is the Ches and Yud. There's a Chai. Those who are far, the distant from the two outer letters of Machzis is the Mem and the Sof, the opposite of Chaim. So the closer we're connected to Tzadikim, the closer we're connected to the Rebbeim, and those who can guide us, the better off we are. That's a deeper message in Machzis HaShekel, to realize that we need to be connected to others. Scroll down a little bit more. I don't have time to do the whole piece, but we'll get as much as we can. Debreinu, Shemi Yisodos Avodis Bein Oran L'Chavero, Hu L'Hargish Be'emes Es Mailis Shel Kol Chaver V'Yedid, V'Chol Yochi V'Chol Tzibur Mikla Yisrael. We have to look and see the specialness and the uniqueness of every single person and every single community within the Jewish people. And sometimes we're very quick to just, again, fill in the blank, but someone say, oh, in the five towns they do this. In Lakewood they do that. In Edison Highland Park it goes this way. In Muncie and Passaic, and we group an entire tzibur together. What we have to do is to see the positive milus in every single Jew, and to see the positive milus in every single tzibur. The Chidushi Harim, great Ger Rebbe, said it took him 7 years of working on himself to get this midah of Ayin Tova. Now, Ayin Tova doesn't mean like, you know, Jews in our glasses, we need good eyesight, have 20/20 vision. Ayin Tova means to train ourselves to go against our natural inclinations to focus on the bad and to see the good. There's a thing that, a new initiative that started just last week called the Shalom Challenge, I think it's called. The Chafetz Chaim Heritage Foundation put this out. They send out videos. And one of the videos that recently came out was about, imagine a person who has a jacket and they're missing like a button on their sleeve. And you just keep saying, it's a gorgeous suit. But all you get fixated and focused on is that one missing button. So we have so many wonderful Jews, so many wonderful communities. There's so much positive, so much chesed that people say. Satmar is unparalleled in their chesed. And we have to focus on the good in every single tzibur. And that's part of this avoid of being down the kav zechus. And then he quotes a vort. This I've heard, Rav Tzvi brings this down many, many times in his sefer. If it says, Yisim Shia Vorka Rebbe, Zechus Geinu, Almaimer Chazal, Vayichen Sham Yisrael, Ki Ish Echad, Belev Echad. So what does it mean, Vayichen? Vayichen Sham means that they camped there. It doesn't say Vayachanu. It says Vayichen, one person, Ki Ish Echad, Belev Echad. So there, it's a singular. Says the Vorka Rebbe, a beautiful voice. No, Vayichen Sham means that there was a chain. It's a lashon of chain. Every single Jew by Kabbalah Satorah found chain. They found something special. Every single Jew, Reb Nachman Breslover says this, it's in the Sfarim Kadoshim, every single Jew has a unique nekuda tova, has a unique aspect that no one else has. And in that place, he or she is a special aspect that we don't have, and we have to be makir tov, we have to recognize, to search out and find that good, find that spark, find that nakuda in every single one, and realize that it has something unique and special about them. So it says, Vayichen Sham Yisrael Neged Achar, they found a chain. Kol ish nosa chain be'enei chaveiro. Everyone looked at their friend, their chaver, with a chain, with a care and compassion for them. Let me go to the next page a little bit. Kemosha Yisod Vishorsha Voida, the Otsadikim Zuchusim Yagin Olenu, Kachnim them to burn, Borim Bidvarehem Hakadoshim, She'ir Shala Hagil the Shum Avas Yisrael, below Ha Avoida Shall Dan the Kav Zuchus. We talk so much about loving your fellow Jew. You can't do it correctly unless you judge them favorably. The Hargish Be'emes Amalusav Shall Kol Yehudi, to really feel the something. Oh, I heard a nice drusha, a speech, somebody has it, but yeah, save that for the drushas. Lamaisa, the guy sitting next to me, bothers me. Lamaisa, my coworker, annoys me. Lamaisa, I'm having issues with a neighbor, with a spouse, with a child. Chas v'shalom. But all these things. Yeah, no, we have to feel that. We have to really live with this and to absorb that into our thoughts that each Jew has a special mila to them.
Persons more of a chacham than they are than their actions. Trainer Barichus Bezek Kamapamim, Echim Bechino Shel Chachmosim Ruba Mimaisov. who pitui hayetzer shabo bezman shehudi also lo eza avlo o agmas nefesh. At a time when somebody does something to you that upsets you, gives you an agmas nefesh. The hayehudi mischazik shakom eiz avinu shabashmar. Everything's coming from Hashem. Yehudi mischazik. I'm not going to get upset about this. All these insults, that a person has to realize, like David HaMelech, when he was cursed with that klola nimretzis, that terrible curse by Shimon Geri, he said, no, this didn't come from him. Hashem wanted me to be cursed, and Shimon Ben Geri was just the one who was his shliach for doing this. We have to realize, this is what the Sefer HaChinuch brings down when we talk about the prohibition deraisa of bearing a revenge, of holding a grudge. We have to remind ourselves that Hashem wanted it to happen. Now, it didn't mean this person, you know, was the shliach for bringing out that negative point, but really what happened to me was from Hashem. Me'eis Hashem ha'isazos. There's nothing. Everything in this world is a hashkacha. Everything that happens to us in our daily lives, our interactions, is a hashkacha pratis. And we have to remind ourselves that Hashem wanted this to happen. And this thing that happened to me, they were just a shliach. Imagine, to give a mashal, imagine that an owner has a dog and the dog misbehaves, right? So the owner takes a stick and gives the dog a whack. So what, would the dog get upset at the stick? If somebody does something to us that's not according to them, they didn't treat us with the proper kavod, they didn't give us a good Shabbos in shul, okay, but that's because it was coming from Hashem. And we have to remind ourselves of that. If you look now on the left-hand side, chas v'chalila, yochel yos matzav yehudi, yochel yos im kol ha'yidios l'das, es kol ha'yisodos shel avodah shel hakol b'hashkacha pratis. The person believes that everything is happening with a hashkacha pratis. Hakol me'eis Hashem is coming from Hashem. Av echad lo alse klum v'chol mashe also lihu ki Hashem amlo kala. Like Hashem said for this to happen. Like David says, v'gali ma'ilus shelo hu klum v'ani lo yodeya rachelik mehamaisa. I only know part of the story, right? I only know part of some. Aval adayin, aval belize lemaisa yesh v'le kitzas terumos v'dan lekaf chov. Zilzul klape osa ploni. A person can say, I know all these drushes, but at the end of the day, I still feel this. I still feel this in my heart. So what we have to do is to try to be mechazik ourselves. And we need to remind ourselves of these, because our natural tendency is not to think like this way. But, you know, there are many devarim chizik b'chol yom. This is one of the things. This major, major avoida of dan lekaf zechus, as he brought in earlier, that the only way we can get to this level of avas yisroel is by fulfilling that. Fulfilling the inyan of dan lekaf zechus. Gonna scroll down a little bit more. Want to try to get through as much of the piece tonight as we can. It says Hatoldos. This is referring to the Toldos Yaakov Yosef. The first one of the early Talmidim of the Baal Shem Tov, the first Chassidus Sefer is the Toldos Yaakov Yosef. Zechus Yegenu Hare Oimer Sheyehudi Yochel Livchon Es Atzmo. You can test yourself. Be'eze Madrega Hu Bavodes Hashem. What level are we really holding? So what's the test? Eich Shemistakel Al Chaveiro. How you look at somebody else, kazehu madrega. So that's your madrega. The way you look at somebody else. You want to know where you're really holding? You know, you get this kid who's just back from Shana Aleph in Eretz Yisrael, Shana Ben Eretz Yisrael, he's high flying. Where are you really holding? How do you look at other Jews? That's the litmus. That's the test right there. Ooh. Zeros or Me'eus Palm. He talks about 10, 100 times, tzarich levliya bedam, has to be absorbed in our blood as a devarim halalu lichios imzet, live with this reality. Tzarich lives palo mikol yehudi, we have to be effective every Jew. Kemosh was palo mitzadik, the way we get effective. Oh, wow, I saw a tzadik. Vezeh avoda gedolo tzricha yegiya rabba. That to be so, to be in chassidus, to be burned with the fire of another Jew. Because kedushas Yisrael, that's enough that gets me so excited. You know, imagine you substitute, you fill in your favorite tzaddik. Oh, wow, I got to see the Chafetz Chaim. Wow, I got to see the Bubba Rebbe. Wow, I got to see another Jew. That's also a wow, and that's what the Avodah is talking about. Then, so it is now on the bottom. Kol Shana Bechodesh Adar Yesh Siyua Shokoach Torah Shebal Peh Miyuchad. So we have a special help right now during this month, Bechodesh Adar, which we find ourselves in tonight. She'eshe Yosef Yosel Havliya Bedam. It can become so absorbed into our blood. Es Yesodos Vadivri Torah Hashaychem Le'inyin Zeh. Sorry, I'm at the top of the next cut. That goes in. V'yesh b'zeh dargos b'lishir. There's many, many levels to this of how we can live with this reality and deeper and growing it more and more and more. Kol shon Hashem Yisborach mashpia shefa chadosh shadivri Torah yu nivlon b'dam. It becomes absorbed in our blood. We live with this. B'bechinas choma. It's like a wall to us. Shatora tiyeh chakuka b'bechinas chuki chayim. It's engraved in our souls. V'hatora tiyeh toras chayim. That we live with this. This is a major, major yisod that we have in it. The idea about absorbing it and about living with this. You know, what I don't remember is, if I heard the story from Rabbi Yisrael Reisman, I heard it from his son, Rabbi Eli Reisman. But the story happened. Rabbi Reisman was making a kiddush in his shul, and one of his relatives came. And I think the way he described relatives, not necessarily like, you know, yeshivish, but regular, fine, outstanding Orthodox Jew. And like he's telling him to come downstairs. He said, Macha Bracha. So Macha Bracha, right? So the relative got so upset. Macha Bracha means make a blessing. Got so upset. He goes, what? You think because I don't dress like you, I don't look like you, I don't make brachas? He was so upset. No. It's just like it's a spray. You know, like, you know, make a bracha means like, you know, take. Now it's a song, so everyone knows what Macha Bracha means. But before it was a song, it was a Yiddish, it was a saying that, you know, Make have something to eat. Make a bracha. So once you finally people realize that, but sometimes things that we hear, we're so quick to jump and not to be down the kaf sechus, but it's an avoda. Not to you know jump on the first reaction. And unfortunately now, we've become so polarized that people are so quick to rush to judgments into you know size up somebody because of a comment they made or something he said. But we don't know the full picture. We never know the full picture. Let me go, let's do one more paragraph, and I'll skip a minute. It says, they brought him to the airport, and the driver was negligent. And because he was negligent, he took the wrong turn, what have you. This is before Waze, before whatever it was. They missed their plane. And they were so angry at this driver for all the mistakes he made. They were upset. And then what happened was, ouch, the plane crashed. Now they were so happy with the driver. Oh wow! Now we can. We're so pleased with the fact that we missed it. But we have to realize that everything. Sometimes we're not zoiche to see the end of the story. But even we have these setbacks. Even when we miss our plane flight, and even we didn't get the job we want. Even when the shidduch didn't work out, and v'chule. When all these things go on in our lives, sometimes we get to see the unfolding of events, and sometimes we don't. But all these things is that avoid of dan lekav zechus. Kishi Yehudi chai im hadiri Torah hayisoydes shal dan lekav zechus. When a person really lives with this reality, ze bechinas nivla dam. It's absorbed in your blood. You live with it. Humamish chai umamin umargish shahakol letova. That everything we have in our life is for good. There's a story in the Gemara about Nachum Ish Gamzu. And Nachum Ish Gamzu, at every single step, was able to say Gamzu Latova. That's why I called him Nachum Ish Gamzu. And the story is told that he was once sent to bribe the Roman officials to leave the Jewish community alone. So they loaded him up with a big treasure chest full of gold and silver and valuables. And it was a long journey to get to the Roman, Senate, whatever it was. So he spent the night in an inn, and that night the people realized what he had, and they stole from him. They robbed him. They realized, oh my goodness, if we take out all the gold and silver, and he picks up the empty treasure chest, he's going to realize they filled it with dirt. So Nachum says, "Gamzu Latova," and he goes and takes this dirt to the Roman officials. And as he's there, he presents to his Royal Highness the Caesar. He gives him this big treasure chest full of dirt. And they want to kill him. What a chutzpah. This is what you show up with. This is the way you're mechabe the Roman officials. So the Gemara tells us there was a person there. It was really Eliyahu HaNavi. And he said, wait a minute. This man, Nachum Ish Gamzu, he's not a fool. He's a wise person. He wouldn't come and insult the king like that. Must be this is that special magic dirt. That dirt from Avram Avinu. That dirt that when they would throw the dirt up in the air would turn into arrows and it would shoot down. and kill the enemies. So they said, okay. So they did it. They took the treasure chest full of dirt to their next battle, and yeah, a miracle happened. And they threw the dirt up, and they were successful. And Nachum says, Gamzu Latova. What does that mean, Gamzu Latova? Gamzu, Zu is Aramaic, but it means Zeh. Zeh is always something you can point with right here and now and say, this is good. I don't see it. I don't know how. I might never know. But I say with Emunah, clear, strong faith in God, this is good. I don't know how. I don't know why. That's the highest level. A level below that was the level of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva's motto was not Gamzu Latova. Rabbi Akiva would say, Kol Mada Ovid Rachman Latav Ovid. Everything that Hashem is doing is for the best. And Rabbi Akiva's story, when he goes to a town, they don't let him sleep, goes out to the forest, and a candle burns out, and his chicken gets eaten up, and his donkey gets killed. And that middle, everything he says, Kol Mada Ovid Rachman Latav Ovid. Everything Hashem does is going to be for the best. And the following morning, he realized that had he been slept in the town, it would have been like that plane that crashed. Everyone was wiped out. Had his candle not been blown out, they would have seen him. Had his chicken not been eaten, it would have made noise. Had the donkey not been killed by a lion, it would have brayed. Everything that happened, he realized that after the fact. Nachum Ish Gamzu was a higher madrega. He says, this is good right here and now. Rabbi Akiva is also a big, big tzaddik. He says, I believe that I will see that. But to be down the kav zechus means that, you know, I don't know the full picture. And it takes a certain degree of humility to understand that. And to realize that, you know, I don't know everything. I don't have it all planned out. Okay. Keeping continuing now in this piece from Mitzi Meyer. A little bit down more. If you look on the left-hand side. Ikur mashi rabbeinu ad ata. The main thing we've been talking about now. Zihirus b'chola yechola shlolifko. Lachiv af ech lol zalza ba'af yehudi. So what we've been talking about now was you know, not doing anything negative, not getting upset. But that's more. Being down the kaf zechus is not just to avoid harming somebody or thinking negatively, it's to actually do good for somebody, to think good, and to mostly say good things about them. What does he say about this? Chazal mevur sheyesh b'zeh b'chinas pagam adibur. Shashem Yisborach Roishish and Nachzor Lishnanim Kaseidu. We have to remind ourselves and chazer this and incorporate this. Yehudi Tzarech Lioslo Hakaras Hatov Ladas Lomer Mila Toiv Lechavero. To have Hakaras Hatov for all the good that others have done for us, and even if they've done something against us, but still have good thoughts of them. The Sefer Chinuch writes in the midst of Kibud Av Ve'Em that the foundation behind that is Hakaras Hatov. Our parents have done so much for us. To have a karas hatov for everything they do to us. Because when we have a karas hatov for others and see the good ones, we'll see the good in Hashem. Loimer mila toiva b'bayis, to say something good in the house, right? So many compliments. You know, chesed begins at home. Everyone likes to do chesed. You know, you hear a story that somebody in town needs help. Okay, but maybe the person down the hallway from you also needs help. And everyone's always so quick to do chesed. We should do chesed. But let's remember where ikar chesed belongs. It's in the home. That's the main place where chesed should be done, and to say good words. You know, it's very easy to be friendly to a stranger. You know, in shul, you're all smiles, everyone gets a warm shalom, and then the guy comes home and he's a monster, starts yelling at everybody, hitting people, being a total jerk. That's not what it wants. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the ikkar to be in the bias, that amongst the people who are closest to us, and oftentimes it's very hard, but that's part of the avodah of Dan Lekav Zechus. Dan Lekav Zechus is not when I hear about some scandal in the newspaper. Dan Lekav Zechus is for our children, for our spouses, for the people who are within our Dalet Amos. It continues with Tzimar. I'm going to go a little bit more, one sec. On the right-hand side, Tzarich lehisragel loimer a gutavort. We have to make ourselves accustomed to saying good words. Mila toiv lehudi, encouraging things. Kamosha shemati maise me'avrich echad shehay nosea b'shah kavua lekoilel. He used to go at a set time every day to kolel, and at the end he used to always say to his, he'd give like a yashar koach to his driver. And he was so friendly to this driver that eventually he saw the way that the religious Jews asked. And they acted towards him, and they made a roshim on him. And at the end, it says he did tshuva, and now he has generations of after who are doing that. What started it all? A good word, a kind word. It's a beautiful idea. Ha'avri, I'm gonna skip. Ha'avri chazeh kiim rak Es ha'inyan shelo torach balabayis ela b'shvili. Meaning to say, thank you, the guy gave me a ride. Chazal ha'kadoshim hari oimnim shetzarech lehaktim shalom, leheishiv shalom. The one has to be the first to say shalom aleichem to people, even to non-Jews, and to respond when somebody gives you shalom. They say hello to you, you respond back to them. It's a terrible feeling. You wish someone good Shabbos, they walk right past you. Umi she'enu meishiv shalom nikra gazlan b'loshen chazal. You call the thief. I remember, I think I said this story years ago in shul. My father's yortzeit is coming up in the month of Adar. And one time by Seuda, I mentioned when I was a young child, I think I was in third or fourth grade, and my father was driving, and I was in the front seat, and we're driving down the street, and someone in the class like waved, and I didn't respond. I just like, you know, my father said, I think that person just waved to you. I responded, yeah, in the class, but you know, not one of the cool kids. You know, I didn't really want to do it. I'm telling you, Chevra, listen to this. My father, at the red light, made a U-turn, drove back three blocks, and drove past again and says, you're going to wave and say hello to somebody. And he was very, he quoted, he said to me, you're a thief. You're a thief if you don't say hello to somebody. Such an important meeting that we have to incorporate ourselves. He says, "V'tzarech lizkor." Scroll up a little bit. Shemilvad azihira sholif go becheveiro. Besides, we have to be careful not to harm them. Tzarech lizahir sholihios bechinas chamse alecho. Devarim ata choymes mimeni. Iker haavoid tzarech lebayis im hayelodim im hachaverim b'derech klal yosekal lahaydos al ezit toyva ketanish yehudi rochuk osolo aval kroyim ze iker hanisayon. It's so easy to say thank you to those people who are distant from us, who we don't really run into that often, or who, you know, it's an occasional, casual acquaintance, something like that. But those who are so close to us, those are the people who need to hear the gutavort, need to hear the good words, mila toiva. That's coming from those who are so close to us. He says, shamati, one second, whoops, go to the top of the, shamati me'erlechiyid, sha'amar ki yosef atzad yot nebeis asurim. How did Yosef get out of jail? Al yidei shirol his ayin lishol lama panechem roim hayom. Right? Those four words changed world history. Imagine if Yosef sitting in his jail after being falsely accused of violating a woman that he did not do. He could have been bitter. He could have said, well, these guys are here, forget about them. He says these four words and everything hinges on that. Lama panechem roim hayom. Why are you guys sad? What's bothering you? Shnei goyim shlohai lehem matzav ruach. Umay kuli hai. What's he reaching out for them? She Yosef atzadech tzarech lishol oisam ha'im yochel azor lehem. Can I help you? Ella a good devart. Ein lanu hasaga ma bekoicho. We have no idea. We have no hasaga of how much a good word helps. Livnois, to build up a person. Ad kamahu yochlu roimim esayuhudi, how much you can build somebody up that. Ubefrat bedor cholesh kishalanu tzrichim chizuk. We're a weak generation, and we need this chizuk. We need to hear this. We need to hear this. And this is what it is. There's so many things that could be done by that. And this inyan of dan lekav zechus, we have to remind ourselves that we simply don't know the full story. Again, this book, The Other Side of the Story, has many examples. It's all a cute story. There was a woman who I think it was her niece gave birth or something like that, and it was a girl, and they're going to name her on Shabbos. So what happened was she had her daughter call up her niece or something like that and say, you know, I hope you had a good Shabbos. I just want to let you know I'm curious about the name. So she didn't hear the phone call correctly. And what she heard was, you know, Shabbos, I'm furious about the name. Not I'm curious about the name. She heard, I'm furious. So the next thing was a whole argument. What a chutzpah. You think you have a right to say what I name my kid? All then she says, what's going on? It was a simple misunderstanding. It was one letter within one word led to a huge blow up. Curious versus furious. So we have to keep in mind that maybe we don't know. It's always a good idea, Dan Lekaf Sechus, to try to get the full picture. Sometimes, in my position, people come to me and they tell me one side of the story. They seem so correct. They're so right. How can it be any different? And then I hear the other side of the argument. And I hear that person. They're so right. How can it be any different than what they're saying it? You got to get everybody together. You got to hear. There's more than one side to the story. That's another one of these Vortlich that they sent out in the Shalom Challenge, that we just don't always have enough information to make decisions. So it's foolish. It's foolish to form a decision if we're not all informed. Another cute story that they had in the book, that they asked a little 5-year-old what they're learning in school. He says, "I'm learning the dibbuk." Dibbuk? A dibbuk, if we don't know it, that's when like a neshama comes into you and like possesses you, like poltergeist or whatever, when it's crazy. Like, that's what you're learning, a dibbuk? She got very upset. She goes, "I know," speaks to the child's parents, "says, I know like all the schools are trying to be competitive, like with cutting edge, pedagogical techniques, everything like that. But be teaching a 5-year-old kid about a dibbuk?" Because no. First they do the A book, then they did the B book, then they finished the C book, and now they're doing the D book. They're doing the D book. That was the conversation of a 5-year-old. Cute stories, but the idea is that we have to try to look to see and realize that we just simply don't know the full perspective. And to be Dan Lekaf Sechus, to really judge somebody favorably, we should take time to make sure we get the full picture. Okay, where are we up to? Ra'isi b'sefer. That's what I'm picking up from. Look on the right-hand side. I have to scroll down more, sorry. There we go. Ra'isi pam b'sefer. Says with Tzimir, I saw one time in a sefer, Shehudi tzarech levakesh shielo ishara. A man should look for a terrible wife. Okay. Kidei shiyom yom yavor v'yishpares midosav. So he'll have a nisan. He has to break his midos, and every single day he'll have her because she'll be horrible to him. Fine. V'nir shadaver zeh taos. It would appear to me that this is a mistake. Shehu mamish kemosh Yehudi yikach ani. This would be like grabbing a poor person. V'yiskar oiso shloshim yom kodem purim, and you lock him up for 30 days before purim. Becheder v'yochlenu lechem amayim. You give him bread and water to eat. Kadei shishar lo evyon mehuder lekayim mitzvahs matonos leevyonim. You take a poor guy, he's poor, and you lock him up for 30 days before to make sure that you can do the mitzvah, a hitter mitzvah. I didn't let him eat for 30 days. Now I can definitely get the mitzvah of mishloch of matonos leevyonim. What a shtus! What a foolishness! Lo ze rotzon Hashem yizborach. Lo ze rotzon Hashem yizborach. She yelo ishara. You don't go look for a bad wife. That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. Kidei shehu yavral midosav. Hashem yizborach roitza avas Yisroel. He wants us to love. Lahov es hakol shel rotzos l'shtadel shlechulam yeh tov v'noam. The low rock low. You want good for others as well. This is a major, major yesod in that. I look on the left hand side where it says here a little Arab. Hashem yizborach yazor lanu. Hashem should help us. Bechodesh Adar. Tonight, as we're beginning this amazing month of Adar, shehu zman mesugal lemechias amalek levias mashiach. That this is a time when we can get rid of amalek. And as we started off by saying earlier, that amalek's whole inyan is to separate and to divide, and to make a pirud. Mashiach is bringing us together. Muva mechazal hakadoshim, tzadikim zechus mgenun, shemashiach yav b'zchus avas Yisrael. The Mashiach will come in the merit of avas Yisrael. Uv'zechus avas chinam, loving a fellow Jew for the fact because they're a yid. Memela Hashem yizborach roitze shebiyom zeh, on this day of Rosh Chodesh, bohu mashpia aleinu es that we bring out the shekel, this machzis the shekel, realizing that we're not complete without our fellow Jews, that we're working together. It's such a koach, such a zechus for Ari that everybody came to learn tonight on this inyan. I'll show you a little bit more. The last part here. Uva'ava shalom isa, the Adar, that the letters of the month of Adar, Rosh Tevos, Rava de Ravin Ishtakach. Rava de Rav means the Rotson of Rotson I found. Kimo Sha'ala Biratsono Haposhut Zehevi Lechol Habriya. Kimo Chein Kol Yochid Biyochid Ad Kamesh Shehu Bechinas Rotson Hu Merutza Mehachaverim Umerutza Eich Shur Mis Nargim Imo Hu Mizdabig Midosu Shal Hashem Yisborach. We're acting like the way Hashem acts. We become beloved to Hashem, and becomes an ace, rotzon shel other, That's how we do this, by working on these mitos and by creating ahava and achva, shalom v'reyus. That's how we come together and we make ourselves beloved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Amir Tashem, we have a lot of chizik for this upcoming month, the amazing month of Adar. And the month of Adar, the Svarim bring down, comes from an expression of Aderes. Aderes. What does that mean? An Aderes is a cloak. It's something that is concealed. It's something that's hidden. It's something that hides. We know in the month of Adar, in the Megillah, we should say that Hashem's name is never found. It's a month of concealment. In Nisan, right? Nisan is a nace, is open miracles. We see Hashem everywhere with all the miracles of Pesach. The miracles of Purim are those that are hidden within Teva. And to connect to Hashem, afilu b'hastori, even in the darkness, even the concealment, and even when our good friends are going through a very difficult inyan right now, and there is a certain aspect of concealment happening right now, and we have to be mechazik ourselves and remind ourselves that Hashem is doing good. And through that emuna in Hashem's goodness, we zoiche to see a refuah shleima and the geula shleima b'mehera b'yameinu.